The winning continues here in the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all on this Sunday edition, September 21st, 2025. It's the first time I've listened to this Kansas State podcast, all things K-State athletics. Thank you for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast here, post-cast edition, as a sweep of the Carolina teams for K-State volleyball, women's volleyball, basically ran it back. We'll get it back. We'll get into that in just a second here. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there. And of course, the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. I'm going to check. Well, I did leave it up. Still waiting on Alex here for tomorrow over to the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is GR. IER, the number 3, EDD, IED, and Podfits Podcast. GR, IER, the number 3, EDD, IED, and Podfits Podcast. For more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater, student, alumni, or big-time K-State fan, or even a Big 12 fan about this podcast. K-State Women's Volleyball, a complete sweep of the Carolina teams out there, for the exception of South Carolina. Of course, South Carolina wasn't on the schedule, but running back, literally, head coach Jason Mansfield's ball club, the women's volleyball team, another five-set thriller in the North Carolina Invitational or Tournament, whatever it's called there. The Wildcats get it, the Lady Cats get it done in five sets this time, over East Carolina Pirates there in five sets there. Kansas State volleyball, women's volleyball, seventh win of 2025. And they closed out the non-con with a force there, sweeping the Carolina teams there as well. It was early on that K-State took the lead there a little bit, and then East Carolina took a 2-1 lead, and it was K-State there with a thrilling 4-set, keeping things alive there in the 4-set with a 25-22 win set 4 before, just like the night before when it closed out North Carolina with a 15-10 win to wrap that up. Same thing against them damn Pirates there as they run it back in the fifth set last night, 15-10, and take not only the game, not only the match, but the sweep of the Carolina tournament there. Is Shaylee Myers almost pretty much ran it back again. Another 20-plus kill performance last night, this time with a 23 kill performance there. And Anaya Clinton comes alive there for the Cats. 21 added 21 more kills there. As well, Reagan Fox added 10 there as well. Ava LeGrand had a career night against North Carolina. Let's do it again, baby. Career high, 49 assists, 22 digs in a night. Double-double, fifth only for Ava. Fifth career double-double in Simone Sims S-squared. 20 mark. She reached the 20-dig mark for the first time in her K-State career there with plus 21 there on the board. And for the Lady Cats, right, Cats there, Big Mo on their side, heading home to the Big 12 opener, home opener at the Morgue, aka shout out to my guy Ethan Fitzgerald, Arizona next week. Ooh, woo! So what football cannot do is win games. The ladies soccer and ladies volleyball teams are just killing it right now. That's the saying, right? They're killing it right now in these matches and games right now. Head coach Jason Mansfield, after the sweep of North Carolina and East Carolina, quote, another gritty win for our squad. We needed to battle after being down 1-2, and we did. So proud of how we competed as the match went on, especially in set 4 and 5. Our defense was the difference in those last two sets, and we finally slowed them down. Anaya and Shaylee got hot offensively, quote, there as well. And speaking of Big 12 play, Jason Mansfield entering Big 12 play here with his all this momentum going into it, quote, such a big carry the weekend for our team. We wanted to be battle tested on the road before Big 12 started, and we obviously did against two really good teams that are very well coached and will win a lot of matches this year. I was hopeful before the season that started that we could go 7-1 or 6-2, so I'm really pleased with our non-conference finish. We are ready for Big 12 to start at home next week, and oh yeah, baby! Oh yeah, and they're going to start it off big time against Arizona next week at home. Next weekend at home, you're going to be playing, and it's going to be a big week for K-State Athletics. Again, I said that before Ethan Fitzgerald tweeted that out, that he's covering for the newspaper, for the Mercury, I think. But yeah, I said that on this weekend's preview show. This was going to be a busy week as a whole for K-State Athletics. This is a Pro Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. Postcast. K-State takes down East Carolina in 5 sets in a complete sweep of the Carolina teams this weekend. But, this will be a big week. And obviously, I'm gonna record here women's golf right after this episode's over. Because they're on the road at the Schooner Fall Classic in Norman, Oklahoma. So you got that going on. Football comes back into play. And football, obviously, one obvious statement happened yesterday there. And no duh, right? Avery Johnson's got to run the ball more. I saw that on floating around on Twitter or X, wherever you want to call it these days. But I saw that on Twitter. Run the ball. Avery needs to run the ball more. We've been saying that. Come on, man. We've been saying that. But anyways, back to volleyball before I get way off track. But this is kudos to these coaches again. Jason Mansfield basically saying, hey, having confidence. Well, obviously you got to have confidence in your team. But saying, look at the schedule. Look, we got to go 6-2, 7-1. Have some momentum. But you got some big-time momentum right now heading these matches. Especially so. I think this is the best that this women's volleyball team has looked in the tenure of Jason Mansfield since he took over. So, and with the rise of Ava LeGrand, Shaylee Myers, Clinton having the best game yet to this point, Scott, things are looking pretty good. Now, obviously, again, the Big 12, Arizona was good last... Was it Arizona last year? I think Arizona was top half of the league last year, something like that around there. So, you're getting them at home. You're getting that crowd. Again, I think that crowd should be electric at Morgan Family Arena next weekend there with the way that this team is playing right now. So you got that going on as well. This was the first meeting between these two schools. And just like I just said it. K-State women's volleyball off to its best start in the Jason Mansfield era. Shaylee Myers has now recorded 15 or more kills in 5 straight matches as she reached double figures in kills for the 7th out of the 7 and 8 games this season. And Kansas State moves the 7-1, obviously, there as well. And Anaya Clinton, we'll end with this. Anaya Clinton, 20-kill mark for the first time this year, second in her K-State career. And look, AC was Big 12 of preseason selection. And that's going to get her going. And Shaylee Myers already rolling. AC, it was time to get rolling a little bit. She did that last night. And without that, I don't think K-State wins that game. You need all your star players. But obviously we have seen in the last 2 matches that Shaylee Myers could carry this team as well. Who would I be saying that? Ava LeGrand led the Wildcats, or at least the Wildcats, with 5 career double-doubles after totaling 3, just only 3 a year ago. And, of course, the Battle of the Wildcats continue this upcoming Friday back at home, Morgan Family Arena. And this is going to be the start of the Arizona double. Why do I say that? Because this upcoming Friday, they host Arizona on Friday night. Arizona is going to come into Manhattan at a 6-3 record. And then, after a day off, next Sunday, Arizona State comes to 8th-ranked Arizona State. Let me correct that. Comes to Manhattan. So you got back-to-back games in that match next Sunday against 8th-ranked Arizona State. is at 1. Arizona, 6-3, is at 6:30 at Morgan Family Arena. So definitely K-State Nation. Hey, alert, alert. Alert, alert, K-State Nation. Hey, hey. Okay, your K-State Women's Volleyball team right now. 7-1. 7-1. Go get them tickets right now. Right now. They're playing some great volleyball right now. Support your teams right now. And that goes, and I'll just go ahead and jumble this with it. The football team returns to Bill Steiner Family Stadium next Saturday, or this upcoming Saturday, to take on UCF. They need to get their ass back in gear. So there's that. And it's a big week across the board for K-State Athletics. And where things are going right now, you cannot be prouder of your women's sports teams right now. Women's golf, impressive start to the Schooner Fall Classic there. You have your volleyball team sweeping. Sweeping the Carolina teams, which included 25th ranked North Carolina on Friday night. And you have the women's soccer team right now holding very strong through 8 games, 5-1-2. So right now, and I think they have their conference home opener this week as well. So everything coming together, everything's moving along right now as we're getting busy here in the Pro Project Podcast. So congratulations right now to the women's volleyball team on another victory in a sweep of the Carolina teams there this weekend. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Once again, get it wherever podcasts are found. Make sure you're adding this to your collection of K-State podcasts. You should anyways, because we cover all things K-State sports. We're not stuck with sad football right now. It's a good thing we can focus on other sports right now. But unfortunately, K-State football will be back in action next week. And hopefully, they need to get themselves in gear and play up to their potential as well. But it's going to have to start against UCF as the Golden Knights are coming right back up to Manhattan this upcoming Saturday. So there's that. How about them women? How about the Lady Volley Cats? K-State in 5 over East Carolina. 3-2. K-State women's volleyball. Under current head coach, Jason Mansfield, now a Mansfield era best, 7-1, heading into Big 12 conference play. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, 80 Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another winning postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.